It's a good thing, Bina, we're playing some of these golden oldies today, because that's what we're doing. We're going... We got stuff today over at KnoxNews.com, but I never thought we'd... I mean, we're reading about the phone scandal. And we're reading about the... We're reading about some of the greatest hits. And I forgot all that, some of this stuff. Which I guess... I mean, I guess... Here's the thing. People are going to get on John Adams for writing that article. This is what that committee, and ultimately that woman who says Title IX is her greatest fear, whatever it is. This is ultimately what's going to be before them. This is real life stuff here. Do you agree, this article?
I agree totally, Tony. I mean, as a lifelong fan, what I've generally done is stuck my head in the sand to this type of thing
right.
So that I could enjoy the product. You can't do that as a member of the media, and I commend John for putting it up front and not, I mean, before the process. Put it out there. Then if their decision is that that doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter.
And then against this backdrop, as we talked about on the intro, and then we'll bring John in here, John Adams, Knoxville News Sentinel. Against that backdrop, you have that David Blackburn's not done one, but two, but three now on-the-record interviews in the last 20... No, he's actually done two. In the last little bit, these guys are... And Philip Fulmer's done stuff publicly as well. These guys are campaigning for a job. I don't ever remember that here, and I'm not sure if I was advising either guy, I would tell both of them to shut up and lay low. I don't understand it. Am I wrong? What am I missing?
No, I don't think you're wrong, Tony. We kidded in the intro. When's the debate? And who's the moderator? I mean, that's what this looks like. It looks like an election. And if they're not careful, both of them are going to talk it into some third-party candidate coming in here and being our athletic director.
Let's bring John Adams in here. Absolute legend. Columnist, Knoxville News Sentinel. We're blessed to have him. John, I bring you in against the backdrop that it's a crazy Friday. I mean, your story enough would have made it crazy enough. Now you've got these guys talking, campaigning. As I welcome you in... In your years of being here, have you ever seen a thing where two guys are publicly talking on the record? I mean, this thing is really, it's like almost otherworldly, John.
Well, maybe they're picking up on the presidential campaign that we just went through. I mean, that's the climate in today. And so it's, I think David Blackburn had he kept a very low profile on this. And I think he sees the momentum that Philip Fulmer has gained in recent weeks or even months. And he's over there and he says, hey, I need to put my points of view forward. I had an email from somebody who said, the people, when I'm looking to hire somebody, I want to know how much they want that job.
Mm.
And he said, I'm not hearing much from David Blackburn. Well, Maybe there's something to this. Maybe this works in today's climate and environment. But when you see Philip Fulmer, all of a sudden he's a big basketball fan. He's sitting at courtside, front row, so everybody can see him. You see him at women's games. You see him at men's games. He was there on a Wednesday and a Thursday back-to-back one week. I mean, how many times before now had you seen Philip Fulmer at a basketball game?
John, it's Bino. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for being on with us today. I've lived through this once of Philip Fulmer kind of taking over for Coach Majors, and then it became apparent to Coach Majors that things were going against him, and he came back. Are we not reliving this just over again in this athletic director search?
Well, there seems to be some common elements in that, but you go back to the Johnny Majors deal. When you look at it and take it on face value and go back and you see, it's really hard to fathom that it actually played out the way it did. When you think about it, a coach has to undergo heart surgery. His offensive coordinator steps up as the interim head coach. the coach really comes back against advice that, hey, you need to rest a little more. And then at the end of the season, or even before the end of the season, the coach that had a heart attack and had been there for many years is ousted, and he's replaced by the interim coach. I mean, a guy had heart surgery and he gets replaced. It was really an odd sequence of events. And, you know, I don't know what's going on. I can't prove what's happened with David Blackburn and Philip Fulmer in this AD race. You guys are, you're making it sound like a race, and I guess it is. But when I think about Philip Fulmer endorsed David Blackburn, and then the next thing you got, no, Philip Fulmer is running for office. It's a weird sequence of events.
That's the thing that's, look, it'd be one thing if, like, when the word leaked out that Philip Fulmer was interested and we all started hearing it, I thought, man, the hint is going to be this guy's doing the thing from 92 all over again, and it's going to, you know, that's, it's going to kind of put him in a bad light. No, he's openly, campaigning. And let me tell you something. If people don't think that those two guys have heat with each other right now, they're crazy. And that, John, with the backdrop of your article, just going back and reliving some of the golden oldies, because that's what you're getting. If you go back, that's what you're getting. You're going to get, and here's what I want to ask you about. As somebody that's been involved with the football writers, you've been involved with a lot of these columnists around the country, the ESPN types, this Title IX climate, the way they blow things out of proportion anyway, that are for their agenda. We've already seen that, and that is basically what ESPN has turned into. I don't know if you want to say that. I'm going to say that. Here's the deal: if you hire this guy, the first thing, second thing, third thing, and fourth thing they're going to do is they're going to grab the stuff in your column, whether you wrote it or not. They're going to grab that stuff, and they're going to put that in front of people and go, that's what Tennessee sports is. And whether that's fair or not, I don't know whether that's fair or not. John, is that not reality? Is that not what's going to happen?
Yeah, and I don't know how much they'll dig on this, because I think they would dig more if it were a football coach. But you can put things together, connect the dots. Tennessee has just been through a Title IX lawsuit. It just spent a lot of money to settle a Title IX lawsuit. You have a new chancellor who's basically said her main platform, a main part of her platform is, the sexual assault. She don't want sexual assault. Okay. It's like coming out for world peace. Who would be in favor of it? Nonetheless, though, she's made that very paramount in her presentation and in press conference. So yeah, you're right. Against that backdrop, what's really going to be striking is to turn around and hire someone who was involved in this when he was a football coach. Think about this. And see, I don't know how much research she's doing as a chancellor.
Right.
I don't know how much research any of these people really do.
Right.
When you think about it. But put it this way. Say you want to sell, Philip Fulmer as AD, and you've got 5 minutes with, what do you call her?
Beverly D'Angelo Davenport.
Beverly D'Angelo Davenport. Okay. You got 5 minutes with you. You go in there and said, look, Chancellor, I think Philip Fulmer's our guy. He used to work for the university, and 8 years ago he was fired by the university. So I think it's appropriate now to promote him, hire him for a higher position within the university. When he was football coach, there were charges of academic improprieties. The tutorial system was under the authority of the athletic department, and football players supposedly were getting grades changed. There were all kinds of stuff going on. This was a major scandal. ESPN wrote a big story on it. But they got through that, and they changed the way they do things. Okay, and you're also a chancellor. You're really big against sexual assault. Where here's our AD candidate here, who when he was, one of his players was involved in a sexual assault, there was an accusation. He met with one of the girls who was supposedly a witness to this sexual assault in Gibbs Hall, an athletic dormitory. He met with his attorney, her, the girl, her mother, and another family member at Shoney's restaurant. Didn't even take her out to the best restaurant in town. So that's our candidate. Do you want to hire this guy? And what can she say to that?
I guarantee you today, John, because that lady right now already has read your article. She has. I mean, let's get real.
Well, I don't know that. I do.
Oh, I do. And she's going to read it. She's going to read it. Here's the truth. This is the truth. People that think, well, what John Adams did is cheap. Let me say one thing here. We're seeing this play out right now. This, and I said this a couple weeks ago and people didn't believe me. This thing's turning into a political campaign. And John, you can speak to this if you want to. I'm going to tell people openly. I have people in the former camp whispering things in my ear about David Blackburn that aren't true. I have people in the David Blackburn camp whispering things about Fulmer. It's like anything. And people want to steer you around when you do what we do, when you're kind of a, I guess, opinion shaper, and you're more so than I am here with the reach of what you're doing. But the point is that this lady, Bev, Dr. Davenport, who seems like a pretty sharp cookie, is going to be confronted with this. And I'm of the opinion that when I look at that board and what they've put together in terms of that committee, they've stacked it in a political sense, just like all things are political. John, they have completely stacked that committee to the point where, as the big man goes from Cleveland, everybody else is basically going to go. That's how that thing's going to work. Now, I would have thought a couple weeks ago that it would have been a slam dunk for Philip Fulmer. I don't think that's the case right now. And I just want to get your feeling on Bev Davenport. And I'm not sure, you said this before, I'm not sure how much autonomy, John, that she has here. I mean, they want to present that this is her call. At what university, John, do the money people not make the calls? I mean, the money people are ultimately going to hire this AD, yes?
They spend the most money. Just look at it as almost, you know, it's their business in a way. They invest the most money in it. Sure, they're like stockholders. They get to make calls. However, this is an unusual situation. They've hired her as chancellor. What if Beverly, you got me where I want to say D'Angelo. Stop that, Tony. What if Beverly Davenport looks at this and says, I'm the chancellor. Here's the guy I want as AD. And it's not whom the search committee favors. This is my guy. I want to make this hire. They've given me the authority to make this hire, and I'm going to do it. What can they then do? They can't turn around and fire because she didn't hire whom they wanted.
Right.
How bad would that look?
Right.
You talk about a national story. No, they can't. She actually has leverage now. Now, it depends on what's important to her. Has she got enough ego invested in this where she's determined, this is going to be my hire. I'm the chancellor. I'm making this AD hire. They didn't hire anybody until I got here. It's my hire, and I'm going to hire whom I want to. I'll take input from everybody, the search firm, the search committee. I'll talk to people. I'll vet the candidates, but ultimately, it's my hire. Okay, or does she want to say, well, all these big backers are in favor of this person. Maybe I better go along with that. Joe DiPietro, I guess he's still getting paid over there. He'll retire in a couple of years. Maybe she wants to ascend to that position. So she'll play by their rules and do what's necessary. I don't know. But I do think she's in a position where if she wants to make the hire, I don't really know what they can do about it. Because I don't see how they could, there's no way they could fire because she didn't hire the person that they wanted.
Hey, John, if the choice is David Blackburn and Philip Fulmer, I'm a Blackburn supporter just because I think he's much more qualified for the position than Coach Fulmer is. But in fairness, are the issues in your article also a stain on David Blackburn's resume? Because, I mean, he was there during most everything that occurred in the administrative position.
Yeah, but he did. He wasn't in charge. He was nowhere near in charge. I mean, he was working in various administrative roles. And I do think when he was in compliance and when the Lane Kiffin, all that went down with the alleged NCAA violations, and some of them were proved. From what I was told, David Blackburn played a role in that, in getting Tennessee. I mean, if you look at what happened, Tennessee got off really light on that. And this person was giving Dave, he's an insider, and he gave David Blackburn credit for that. So I wouldn't put someone in his position that he was in when these things were happening. I mean, we're talking about 20 years ago when it was really going strong, and you had the phone fraud scandal, and then that same football season, this is 1995, you had, hey, before the Florida game, you had one player accused of assaulting his girlfriend, and then right after the game, you had a player accused of sexual assault. No, I don't tie David Blackburn to that. I mean, it would be like saying he was a media relations director when it was happening. I can't prove it. I just don't see him as being in a position of authority during that time.
You know, John, I've been wanting to kind of push for one of our own, because I've just watched under these outside hire presidents and chancellor and AD, I've just watched, and I'm sports centric, I've just watched our athletic program just basically, especially on the men's side, be abysmal in most everything. So I felt like they were kind of out of touch with this fan base, and I really felt like we needed one of our own. In today's Title IX climate, Are you taking a bigger risk hiring one of your own? Because it's one thing to be perceived as failing to vet. It's another to be perceived as knowing something and ignoring it.
No point, no question.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. I think in hiring, I understand why people want a Tennessee guy in this position. And I get that from almost everyone I talk to. But when you look at the qualifications, and I think Philip Fulmer has a great image because he won a national championship, and that can never be taken away, and that will forever loom large in the minds of all Tennessee fans, and there are a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you go back from that point on as to what happened in football, and you look at the hires Philip Fulmer made, and you're talking about an AD, if it's a person who will be making hires, how good was Philip Fulmer at hiring people? When you start breaking down these qualifications, if you want to make it a Tennessee guy, and you come down and your choice is between David Blackburn and Philip Fulmer, look at the resume. And, okay, David Blackburn's been an AD, Philip Fulmer has. That's one thing. But if you look what David Blackburn has done, and you say, oh, well, that was at Chattanooga, big deal. But think about it. At Chattanooga, he's competing against other Chattanooga-like program. It's not as though he has a huge advantage in resources at Chattanooga over the other teams in the conference. They're like institutions, and he's competing against that, and he's winning. He's making good hires. Mark Weaver, the columnist at Chattanooga, said he thought Blackburn was almost a savant when it came to making hires. And if you know, the hires he's made, one of them, in his women's basketball program, I was shocked that he was able to make that hire and get Jim Foster, who's been a big time coach for a long time, to come to Chattanooga. But if you just look at his resume, and even if David Blackburn weren't a Tennessee guy, if you looked at that resume, you would have to think he's a candidate. And I don't know if you can do that with Philip Fulmer. The only thing with Philip Fulmer is, okay, he won a national championship. And the other thing you have to ask yourself is, how hard is Philip Fulmer willing to work now? How hard did he work in the last 7 or 8 years that he was football coach at UT when the program was in decline? How hard is he willing to work now as an AD? Does he want to be AD and work it? I'm sorry, does he want to work it as an AD as much as he would like to be an athletic director? I think that's an important question.
John Adams joining of your Knoxville News Sentinel. He'll be on the News Sentinel Sports page today coming up at 1 o'clock with the great Craig Jenkins, and they no doubt will be further unpacking what we are discussing here, which is John Adams' article today, the developments of the day, the fact that there's never a dull moment around here. John, on the way out, I'm going to leave you with this thought, because you've really, on this Beverly Davenport deal, you've really made me think here. And that's one thing I've always appreciated about you, is that when I read your stuff, sometimes I've got to read it twice to get the humor. But generally, when you write on a serious issue, or you're discussing an issue, or like when you were doing your Vince Ferrara thing before, and I would hear you on the radio, I would go, God, that's a great point. Let's go back here. If Beverly Davenport, you said this earlier, I'm going to rephrase it a different way. John, a guy who we think mutually, I think a lot of, is John Bryce here locally. I think we both like him. John is of the opinion, he's expressed it on here, John Bryce says, that Beverly Davenport, according to the people he talks to within that whole university community, and these people run in a small circle, so they know who the stars are. They think a lot of her. Okay, they think Tennessee got a pretty good one. In fact, they think she's a future president. Now, she's early 60s. She looks like she's very healthy. She appears to be kind of a youthful, takes care of herself kind of lady. She speaks real well. She had that little guffaw that people jumped on, and I say to people, get a damn life. She's trying to fit in with the, I mean, when I say get a damn life, I mean get over your damn self, quit being so damn myopic, and get a life. That's what I mean. The lady's trying to fit in here. So let's go back. John, if she digs in her high heels on this thing and says, I want to bring my own person in, because here's the thing that you stuck in my mind, and I want everybody to listen to me to think about this. If I'm her, and I have the aspiration to go up one more chain, one more rung up the measure, and these people are, these are mobile, upwardly mobile type folks that work their way into these positions. These are politicos. Is she going to be, for lack of a better way of putting it, saddled with the baggage of Philip Fulmer's record because she's going to be a good soldier? Because if she hires him, whether it's fair or not, and it's not going to be fair because the money people are ultimately going to hire him, but if that happens under her watch, she's going to be the guy, she's going to be the person who had this happen under her watch. And I don't know what that does for her in terms of her employment as a president at another place. I'm not sure if she can have that, once you put it in those terms, on her record, which leads me to this, and I want your thoughts on the way out. Only at Tennessee could you go 8 months and have that opening. They knew Dave Hart, And it's going to be a real loss here for the Sally Beauty Supply folks when he walks out. They will be stocking much less Revelator. They'll be stocking much less eyebrow pencils, all those things, paraffin, all those things. Only here can you have that opening for 8 months. They could have hired an AD. It could have been him. It could have already been done, and it would not have been on her record. Now this thing is going to get carried on her record. Only here can you give her the keys. You might be right. She might be holding some cards here. After all, John, your thoughts on the way out.
Excuse me, Tony. Good gosh.
John, I have that effect on people. It's called choking the life. It's called choking the life out of a segment, John. I have. Please don't die on the air on us, John. John, please don't die. Please don't do that, okay?
I don't know if that's ever happened on air.
It's okay. I have that effect on people. It's called choking the life out of a segment. Bino calls me wordy. I'm wordy. But go ahead, your thoughts.
I thought that buildup would never end, Tony. My voice was fine when it started. Now I can barely talk. But, no, I really believe that this is her opportunity. If these people wanted Philip Fulmer as AD, they could have made the hire before they hired a chancellor.
Yep.
They could have got it over with.
So stupid.
But now, just as you say, it's on her resume. This hire is crucial for her, and she does have leverage. If she truly wants to get her person in there, what can anybody do about it at this juncture?
Wow. John, I appreciate you. Thank you. And we look forward to hearing you today and reading you. We look forward to hearing you today later right here on WVLZ at 1 o'clock following us with the great Craig Jenkins. That will no doubt be an explosive program. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Kev.
Thank you, John.
Bino, only here can you do what they've done. They have locked this thing into now. And people are going to say him writing that article is cheap. Him writing that article that's reality.
Yes.
Is it? Do you think it's cheap?
No, I think he's doing his job. The day that the print media can't be the eyes and ears and conscience of whatever your subject is that they're covering, then they need to fold up. That's their job.
I want your thoughts at 865-200-5402 of what we just discussed on a day where you've got David Blackburn's given two interviews at radio. Philip Fulmer spoken on the record on this thing. Bino wants a one-word descriptor to describe where we are in the last 10 years of Tennessee athletics.
The management and...
Just the whole thing.
Yeah, just the management and performance of this men's athletic department.
A one-word descriptor. Hey, if you're somebody that likes turmoil, if you're somebody that enjoys that sort of thing, this is your deal.
Oh.
If you're somebody that likes a turmoil and never-ending, just like I said yesterday, if I was on the app right now, I can't even tell you. Bino threw that out there yesterday, and we'll come back and talk about it. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us, we'd love to hear from you. One word. Last 10 years, to the winner. And John Adams mentioned this earlier. They went to Shoney's for their little meeting that Randy Nichols talked about today. What you talk about a greatest hit. I don't know. Is that like, I think that's number 3 on side B of the greatest hits, the visit to Shoney's. When we come back on the other side, one word to describe the last 10 years. One word. And by the way, Philip Fulmer, in all fairness to him, it had a very, very small part in the last 10 years. The last 10 years here have been, I don't know, you tell me. You give me the one word, I'm giving you a copper card to the Copper Cellar family of restaurants. Good for whichever one of their restaurants you want to eat at. And I want that one word. I want that one word. As we continue, knowing today that this thing is in full campaign mode. We are in uncharted territory as we sit here. More after this.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.